You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I want to talk about this story that broke a while back about these kids. It's down in Canyon City, right?
It is. It's the high school / middle schoolish kids down in Canyon City. We talked about it a little bit. There was like 106 kids involved, and they were sending around. It was a sexting case, basically. They were sending around nude photos to each other, and the whole football team was doing it. And the big thing was is if they were going to charge these kids as sex offenders because it was illegal. It's basically child pornography. So the verdict came down. It was either yesterday or the day before that they are not going to charge these 106 kids with being sexual offenders.
Because they don't want it on their records.
That's going to follow you around for years, yeah. Which, I don't know, we could debate that. I think that's a good thing. I mean, just give them a really harsh warning. But the thing that really amazed me was Nicole was filling me in on this yesterday, my wife, and she said the way they were doing it was with these secret apps now that you can get on your phone. Mm-hmm. So if you were to open this kid's phone, one of these kids' phones, they have an app on there. It just says calculator. You're like, oh, cool. It's a calculator.
So it's not labeled Peeping Tom or anything like that.
No. It's not labeled pervert text.
Sexulator.
Sexting app.
It's a calculator.
It's a calculator. You open up the calculator. It works like a calculator. But if you put in a certain numerical password, you know, 456, a code on the calculator, it opens up like a Snapchat type app.
That is like some horny James Bond stuff.
I know. So then you can secretly send these texts and photos back and forth and do who knows what. And that instantly got me freaking out. Like, man, I'm going to have to stay on top of technology because my son's only 4 now, but... Like you said earlier, Dom, in 10 years.
Does he have the app?
Not that I know of.
He has an iPad. You better check through. Little Reed's been trying to get in touch with me.
Yeah, what will the technology be
in 10 years? Yeah, Nicole's like, you're going to have to stay on top of this.
It reminds me of that. It's not an app, but it used to be a thing that people who worked in an office could open. It was a fake spreadsheet or something.
Yes,
right, that you could just, you kept minimized on your computer while you were on your computer doing
Amazon or whatever. Yeah, shopping.
Some people back in the day, some people just played, you know, solitaire on their computer.
Oh, solitaire.
But if the boss came walking by, you could click one button and it would fill up your screen with just all full of what looked like work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is taking that idea and going to the nth extreme.
Yes.
Well, remember, there's also a version of this, a much more clean and non-sexual version of this.
Fun.
Because remember, we were talking about how Jeremy takes stealth photos of people all the time.
Yeah.
But there is an app where it's the camera. However, if someone looks over your shoulder, it looks like you are looking at a document. So people don't realize you're creeping on them and taking pictures.
Man,
that's funny.
I just can't trust anybody anymore.
These parents right now that, you know, they kind of have to stay on top of this and ahead of it.
And I got to say one thing here, too, because you constantly hear people, oh, kids these days are so different. Anytime I'm giving like a talk somewhere to parents or something like that, I go, listen to me. Kids aren't any different today than when we were kids. Not a one.
The only difference is
the tools they have at their disposal.
Technology.
Because I guarantee you right now, we have the stuff when we're 14, 15, 16 years old, we're using the hell out of it.
Heck yeah.
Right? We would have burned it up. Everybody would. I mean, kids, if kids in the 1950s had this crap, they would have been all over it.
So
don't ever tell me that kids are different. Kids are basically the same. They just have different tools.
That's what my debate with Nicole was yesterday regarding this. It's like, you don't want to charge these kids with being sex offenders. They're just horny teenagers with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not out, that I know of, molesting each other or other people. They're just horny teenagers.
And I guarantee we'll get, you know, the extremist emails and Facebook messages from people. Yes, Dom and Jeremy and Emily, but you say that, and these are the kids who will go on. Not necessarily. I did a lot of foolish stuff when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Teenager? You should have seen the text Dom was sending me last night.
Wait a minute.
Well, besides that one. I just hit the wrong numbers on my calculator.
Dirty bird.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com / Dom Emily Jeremy.